Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest website in the world. This is the Frocast, episode 129. I am your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Hands Up, Don't Shoot. And I'm sitting in with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, man? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the King of Thotland in the building.
Man, can we start off with fantasy football right now? Since this is the only thing that really matters. This is the only football we have.
Man, last week was the worst week I've ever had in fantasy football. Like, my scores were horrible. It was horrible. Last week never happened, man.
I know you're going to give us the write-up later on, so I'm not going to...
That's on the site now, so, right?
Oh, well, shit. Well, then go ahead and let the people know, for the people who haven't looked. Who did you start? Who didn't show up for fantasy football?
This week, I had AJ Green... laid an egg. All the injuries. Noshon Moreno laid an egg. I didn't start Brandon Marshall because I thought he was hurt. And the way they was talking early in the day, because he had a late game, an 8:30 game. And so, I was just like, man, do I risk it? One and four. So I didn't play Brandon Marshall. He ended up scoring 20-some points. I didn't play Sammy Watkins. He ended up scoring 17.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't think I played Amari Bradshaw either. He ended up getting like 20-some points. So I kind of left it all on the bench. So, I have nobody to blame but myself. Because if I would have shifted around a couple of people, if I would have put my optimal lineup in there, I wouldn't won my matchup this week. But I lost in all my leagues except for like one. And, in my money leagues, I'm 2-0 in one league just for the money. And you win like $375, $400 in that one. If we can get that one. That one for 400, and then I'm 1-1 in the Fro League for 280. So
So the league that you got Sammy Watkins on the bench. Who did you start at receiver?
Your boy.
Hold on, man.
Your boy, man. Who's your favorite receiver in the league, man? Who wears a green jersey, and he's known to drop the N bomb every once in a while.
You started Cooper?
I think I did, man. Because it's like, I'm still waiting for that Foles, that Riley, the Foles hookup, man, that I've been,
two seasons now.
Yeah.
You've been championing that for two seasons. Then they made him the number one receiver, which means his numbers are going to look like shit. Numbers are going to look like shit this year.
Hey, man.
He's not a number one receiver.
Yeah, he signed that money.
Shit's over. He cashed in. Thank you, Deshaun. We appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. Campaign.
Yeah, that's how they do, man. That's all the football we got. That's basically the topic of the show.
Yeah, because right now, it seems like you get in trouble one time in football now, man, they deactivate you, man, because a lot going on. Ray Rice was just like the tip of the iceberg, people. And, once they got rid of Ray Rice, Josh Morgan, Wes Welker, fucking kicker, a kicker. He even got a fucking goddamn. This shit is fucking ridiculous. And then that was just the beginning. Like Orlando Scandrick, all those guys are just the beginning. Then they changed the drug testing, and now a lot of these guys are back. Like Josh, he still got to do 10 games. Wes Welker, he's back this week. So all you Wes Welker fans that have Wes Welker, if you feel confident, play him. Orlando Scandrick's back to help the Cowboy defense if you can.
How did these people get? Okay, football is confusing me this week. So
yeah.
we're taking everybody out for domestic violence and whooping kids and all that shit. I'm not making a judgment on that yet. We'll get to that later on in the show.
Yes, we will.
That's happening. But now we got people who are using drugs and performance enhancing drugs being reinstated the same week.
Yes, because what happened was, when they failed the drug test, let's say your level was at 65 when you failed the drug test, all right? So when they redid the drug testing policy, 65 is now allowable. So they got to go back and, you know, your suspension. You know what I'm saying? Like, that changes the suspension. So that's what happened.
Wow. So these motherfuckers get back in. Is it cool to look at this shit funny that, you know, Wes Welker gets back in the league? The only situation where you got the white man involved with some shit?
I mean,
I'm just taking that side of it because, you know, it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of black people claiming because, but they are letting you know that playing in the NFL is a privilege. And this is not like a regular job. Like, it's crazy because, I mean, Adrian Peterson, people, if you haven't been watching the news, he is a fucking, he won the MVP of the league at one point in time. Rushed for 2,000 yards. I mean, the man gave everything for the organization, for the Minnesota Vikings organization. He could have left. He re-signed. Even though he was in a bad situation, he knew, but he stuck it out. Then he whoops his kid. Now, I've heard various stories. It's been a switch, a tree branch. Like, when I hear tree branch, I'm like, wow. Like, that does sound kind of bad. Like, you whooping your kid with a tree branch, Adrian Peterson.
It's a switch, Jerm. You're not a switch.
I understand that, but I'm also not 6'2", 220 pounds of pure muscle. And, like, I mean, maybe Adrian Peterson can't whoop his kids like we can whoop our kids, all right? You know what I'm saying? Maybe he saw a blitz in a safety or something, and he just started going ham on his son. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, they said he had whips on his nuts and everything. What the fuck were you doing, Adrian Peterson? Like, I mean, the dude looked like he was a 12 year slave. I thought the motherfucker was goddamn plaid or some shit like that. You should have seen it. I mean, the shit looked bad. Now I can't condone, like, I'm not against whooping kids, but when you go overboard, you know, you got a problem. Cause, you know, as my kid has gotten older, I start whooping him because I know better ways to punish him. Like, I can take away his electronics. I can make him do exercises or something to punish him. Like, whooping him is just like, you know, last time I whooped him, he probably was like 8. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But, you know, I mean, so it's just like, I don't know. I found better ways to parent. Because I got whoopings when I was a kid. You know, and I'm pretty sure a lot of those whoopings I got, my mama would be locked up in today's time. She'd be in jail. And so, you know, I'm not saying she was wrong in what she did, but, you know, hey, she did what she had to do. So I'm not against whooping, but I found better ways of parenting. How about that?
So did you ever whoop your daughter? Did you ever whoop Princess?
I haven't whooped her. I pop her on her hands with a belt or something, but I can't, you know, because I don't want her to, you know, getting whooped by no man. You know what I'm saying? That's just not, you know, I pop on her hands with a belt. You know, then I can punish her. But see, with her, I can just yell at her. I never had to whoop Boozy because she's always been, like, you know, like a good child. Like, she's scary as hell. So if I raise my voice at her, she's crying. And so it's easy to get across to her. But my son, sometimes I had to break my shoe over his motherfucking head. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how he's a boy. Like, it's just like, I don't know. Like, he's at the age now, I can punch him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Wait. You can't punch him, bro.
Why can't I?
They'll take you off the team, man.
Huh?
They'll take you off the team. You can't punch the kid, man. It's child abuse.
I think in my contract I signed with Nappy Afro, I have an abuse clause.
I don't think so, bro. We have to take you off the team.
Listen, it depends on who our sponsors is this week. And
this week, I don't think we have any sponsors. So
we have it's a rawhide company, a leather rawhide company.
We got to test out belts. We got to test out their belts this week.
And so. tree branches,
and deer antler spray.
Yes.
So you don't whoop the daughter. You do whoop the son. Queen Germ whoop Princess Germ.
Man, she don't. Man, listen, she is the softie. The kids know. The kid, listen, she talk that trash, but the kids know she's soft. So they know mama ain't going to give you no whooping. Mama going to yell, fuss, but she ain't going to do nothing. They know that. You know what I'm saying? So they know if they had a chance of getting a whooping, it's probably going to happen under daddy's watch. But like I said, I don't do that anymore because I found better ways of parenting. Because once you get D-Facts calling on you for some bullshit, that changes everything, man. Trust me. And Adrian Peterson is going through that right now.
Is he coming back to the league? Is there any chance that he plays again?
Well, not with now that we know that sponsors run the NFL, like people, the corporate. Now that we know that they actually are the ones pushing the buttons with the NFL, I don't know if he ever coming back because with the outrage when they reactivated him, however you want to say it, and then, you know, Hyatt or whatever the hotel people said, they dropping off. Nike didn't drop them. What happened? Well, Nike stopped pushing his ass. I don't know if he's completely dropped yet. Because if you keep Kobe, you can. You, I mean, like, hey, like if you keep Kobe, but you let go of Adrian Peterson, hopefully they just saying, you know what, we're going to sit you on the back burner for a while. We're going to take you off the ads. And then Anheuser-Busch, your company, Anheuser-Busch, they even said, listen, that's, you know, they threatened to pull that sponsorship from the NFL. Now, you know, a company that sells alcohol now, you know, hey, they, right. They're the, that's the, you know, hey, come on, how many kids you think got beaten by alcohol? You know, how many kids women think got beat by alcohol? A lot.
Y'all, I mean, they've been sponsoring ass whoopings for centuries now.
Yes.
You're sponsoring ass whoopings. You are the reason that motherfucking wives and mothers and sons are getting that ass whooped at home. Yes. And now you want to have some kind of moral standard and moral compass because you see some football player do it. Get the fuck out of here. First of all, how many of these people do we know were actual sponsors for the league until they came out and said some shit?
It's like I said, it's more PR for them. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I just don't get it. Like, I just really, like, it's messed up. Like, when have football players been held to a higher regard? You know, they're football players, man. Like, who cares? Like, I mean, it's just getting despicable. And I mean, and I blame Roger Goodell, man. It all started with the Mike Vick thing. Like, when he stuck his little fucking nose in that dogfighting business, you opened up the dirty side of the NFL. Like, you know, that shit was like, just leave some shit alone, man. And now, like, everybody, like, for instance, with Ray Rice, okay. Now that he's suspended indefinitely, like, with the league, that was his first offense. So he should only get 6 games. By the rules.
By the rules they set up, yeah.
He should only get 6 games, so how am I suspended indefinitely? You know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
It wasn't indefinite. It's a year suspension.
How did I get a year if the rules is I only get first shot in 6 games?
I agree with you there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how could you do that? Like, so something's got to be done, man. So that's why I'm like, man.
I think
NFL, this situation is bad. Like John Stewart was saying, they wish they had the Michael Sam, you know, they wish they had some gay shit to talk about right now.
Yeah.
Because right now, the straight niggas is fucking the NFL up, man. Wow.
it's real messed up. And this goes back, I think I started saying this when we started covering football on the Frocast, is that the NFL and college need to do more for these athletes. Mm. I think that there's some kind of system, whether it's being openly discussed or not, that's fostering violence in these motherfuckers at a young age. You're catering it and sponsoring it all through college. You get to the pros and then you see this shit. And we got 9 and 10 pages of NFL players being either, convicted or tried or accused of some form of violence, domestic or, child abuse. There's, you know what I mean? Like they're not doing enough to, I guess corral the emotions. You're sponsoring these motherfuckers to be violent. You're having to be violent from grade school through high school. They're coasting through college. And then you get to the pros. You give them a lot of money to do that. And then you expect them to be able to turn the shit on and turn it off because you gave them one day of money and ethics classes when they got to the league. And that's ridiculous. A lot of these players that are in the NFL now didn't get those classes from draft because they were signed free agents. So a lot of these motherfuckers went through the draft process, didn't get drafted, went to the team, tried out, got signed to the practice team or got signed to the team. They didn't get those same classes. They didn't get the high money contracts. But when they get banned, they still get their big money bans. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, there needs to be – you don't see this shit overseas. NBA is a totally different sport, but let's use that as an example because that's all we got. Those guys are playing with pro athletes at 13, 14. They're touring with these guys at 13 and 14. By the time they get drafted by the NBA, you never have an issue with these motherfuckers.
Yeah, and they're fucking 40 years old.
No, they're not, man. Them motherfuckers coming over to the NBA and being rookies at 20, but they've been playing professionally for 7 years.
Exactly. So they didn't live that fast life, man. I was 15 years old getting my dick sucked by some chicks and, you know, come on, man. I've seen it all, man. I come to America, I'm like, man, please.
So dick sucking is what's curing the kids. That's what's keeping them straight. So we need to get these guys dick sucked at a younger age.
Hey, listen, I've been saying it for a while, so all right. The answer to all the ills in the NFL is guaranteed contracts. All of this shit to stop if you give these niggas guaranteed contracts. Because once you, these niggas is basically like bounty hunters. You know what I'm saying? You telling them, hey, if you want to get this money, you got to do this, and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so why won't my attitude? It's like I'm almost a damn contracted employee. What you call them people? Like, man, it's ridiculous. Like, they're hitman for hire. Like, you got listen, give these guys guaranteed money, and I promise you these wives will not be getting beat as much. These kids won't be getting whooped on as much. Because then it's like, I got a little security. Like, I know I ain't got to be a fucking gladiator every week and play with my fucking leg taped to, held together by duct tape. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I got a guarantee. You know, it's like, I ain't got that much stress on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee the contracts, Roger Goodell. That's all you got to do, man. Clean up your legacy, man. Come on, man. Don't fuck up this game of ours, man, as Ray Lewis would say, man.
I mean, there is no game, though.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the other part of it. Like, I'm not saying that the NFL should go softer or easier on these crimes. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that I'm tired of hearing about the shit.
Yeah.
Just because Adrian Peterson got locked the fuck up, I don't give a fuck about why. If you tell me he got locked up and he's off the team, hey, Ray Lewis ain't, or Adrian Peterson ain't playing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with your fantasy. And go on with the shit. Hey, you know what? I got to deal with it.
We live in a generation where everybody wants to know why. Why? How?
So we can all be appalled and fake our morality.
Yes, like, cause I mean, let's be honest, people. A lot of y'all done forgot about your boy Mike Brown. A lot of y'all. Y'all was talking all that black righteous shit, and you know what I'm saying? Now I don't hear that shit no more. That shit done faded away. You done moved on to something else. Well, I know what happened. Football season happened. And so that's what happened. But anyway, we know how y'all are. The fake outrage. Keep going.
Hey, but it's still age.
Nobody cared about the kids years ago with kids again. Why all of a sudden now? You know?
Social media is having the best week ever, dog.
Yes.
Like, social media is my winner for the week.
Damn.
Y'all getting people fired. Y'all getting sponsors pulled. People that we didn't even know were sponsors. I had no idea that the Marriott gave so much of a fuck about what the players did. I never
you
saw
you know what goes
Marriott
on your hotels and Marriotts? You know what goes on?
Let's talk about the amount of date rape that happens in you motherfuckers.
I mean, I probably didn't. Shut up.
Yeah, don't go there, bro. We're trying to keep you on the team.
Yes.
But it's a lot of shit. Y'all coming out and speaking against it, and I'm just, it's enough, man. And I really want ESPN, you're my loser this week. I'm hitting y'all early. Mm. ESPN is my loser this week because I've seen the reporters fake being tired of this situation. You know what I'm saying? They all like, maybe we'll get back to football. Like, you're throwing those little shots in there, but you all are leading the charge.
Y'all controlling this. Y'all controlling this. Shut
if
up
ESPN
about it.
Woke up one day and said, you know what? We're not covering any of that bullshit today. It would be completely fine. Nobody's going to be like, oh, the ratings have dropped because we're not. That's y'all issue. Y'all making that shit a situation. You would just talk about fucking team sports, get back to game planning, talk about how the fuck y'all going to stop this quarterback, that receiver, this running back. I would have no problem with it, but I turn to this shit and y'all talk about it every fucking segment. And I'm over it. Y'all the losers. For ESPN to talk about, you know, we got to cover it. No, you don't have to cover it. You are covering it. That's it.
Good question, sir. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Adrian Peterson whooped up on his kid, allegedly, correct? He admittedly done. He admitted that shit. Okay, and Ray Rice, he apparently punched his wife.
That happened too.
Okay. So, Tony Stewart killed a man. Did he lose any sponsors or anything like that? Anybody threaten to pull out or anything like that? Any of his sponsors?
I don't know if he lost any sponsors yet. As a matter of fact.
I'm going to have to look that up.
We're going to do some, you know, fact checking. As a matter of fact, when Tony Stewart missed the next, I want to say three races, people were sympathizing with Tony Stewart for what he's going through. I'm not making that shit up. They were talking to other race car drivers and they were saying, you know, I can't imagine being in his situation. I hope that he comes through with this. We'd love to see him back on the track. This is what was being said. Now, if y'all don't know what happened with Tony Stewart incident, apparently Tony Stewart bumped somebody, caused a crash on the race. The dude got out the car, was walking on the track during the race, and got hit, got killed. This is during the fucking race. Tony Stewart decided not to race for the next three events. They are currently looking at the jury to see if there's enough information to indict Tony Stewart on some charge. I guess vehicular manslaughter or reckless endangerment, some kind of shit is what they're trying to do. So he's currently looking at possibly facing charges for killing the kid on the track.
So, apparently, I'm looking up Tony Stewart. August 11th is the last thing I hear about them saying, will he lose any sponsors? Let's see, did he lose any sponsors after the death of old boy?
And for those of you not familiar with race car driving, for whatever reason, I don't even watch the shit, not familiar with it. They have no less than 14 or 15 sponsors on every car.
Yes.
Easy. Now this wasn't a NASCAR event. It was some off dirt track racing.
Yeah. But it was basically, put it to like Kevin Durant playing at the Rucker. It was some shit like that. Like an NBA nigga playing some pickup ball somewhere. Tony Stewart, a NASCAR driver, racing on a dirt track. Like, you know, in one of them little funny cars, whatever they call them.
And it still had sponsors on it.
Yes.
So he still used some money from the people that supported Tony Stewart to get the car made, to pay his crew, to pay whatever entry fees, to be on this track, to make more money. That's how the shit works. Allegedly, of course, because, I mean, this is Nappy Afro. We're not the news. But that's how we understand it.
Yeah, we make up stuff as we go.
Absolutely. So, I mean, his whole event was sponsored by Def Jam, and it's all going bad. So, did Tony Stewart lose any sponsors?
I don't see anything. Let's see. I don't see anything or saying where he lost them. I'm searching feverishly.
So, I guess what you're trying to say is, hey, he killed somebody. Over here, we just got some abuse. Why isn't there more outrage at NASCAR?
Yes. Why are people not saying, hey, NASCAR? I mean, people was upset when it was like Tony Stewart was going to race the next day. But, you know, it was nothing after that. Like, nobody cared after that.
Do we think that NASCAR and NFL are the same size in the public eye?
I mean, nah, not in public eye. You know, because only a certain set of people really like NASCAR.
Okay.
You know, NASCAR is trying to bring in that new crowd, but it's not going to happen. It's just like, you know, because the sport is so, you know, it's too long. I'm going to be honest. I mean, the kids these days, they like short attention shit. And sitting there watching a race, motherfuckers going in a circle 400 times, who cares? I'm not going to fucking watch this shit. You know what I'm saying? I watched the first 20 laps and maybe the last 20 laps, but them other 360 between, nah, I'm not going to watch that.
And that we're literally watching for the crash, aren't we?
Basically. I mean,
That's fucked up, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest.
I'm surprised they don't shoot fireworks off when a crash happens. Like, boom. like a whole red at the game. Like, oh!
They wave a yellow flag. That's about all you can say, right?
I'm just saying. So,
caution. We're under caution. That's what you get.
So I guess it's safe to say that, okay, the public opinion is not the same size. So that's going to factor into it some. But
it's like,
is there racial implication? Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, I didn't want to go there, but you know, we always can. You know what I'm saying? Because but I see a lot of people sticking up for Adrian Peace and a lot of white people sticking up for him because they feel like they have the right to, you know, rear the child the way you want to. They feel like this is the government stepping in saying, you know, you can't even raise your kid how you want to. In which, you know, like I said, this is like a slippery slope. I mean, yes, he went too far. You know what I'm saying? He did. Because whenever you cut the skin that's bleeding, you went too far, man. Like, you can leave a welt, but don't cut the skin, man.
But why is it the visible proof? Like, why does that matter? If you're beating someone, then you're fucking beating them, right?
Irony of this, all right? Somebody was saying that last week, talking about Ray Rice. The visible proof is what made it worse.
I said that they're still fucked up. I said that when they first saw him, when he was carrying her out the elevator, they should have had enough to suspend him for 6 games then.
But they didn't have a 6-game rule in place.
Well, they should have suspended him for more than two. I think that I agree with that. It should have been longer than 2 games.
Yeah.
You knew that she was knocked the fuck out. And then you saw it, everybody saw it, and then you're like, fuck, we got to do something different.
Yeah.
So my point is that if you're beating someone, be it a woman or a child, isn't that the same? Aren't they both fucked up?
Yes, it is.
So how can you say that beating a woman is bad, but then beating a kid is cool? Which is what I've seen on Facebook.
If it's your, see, okay, not, see, that's the thing. it's difference in beating, and you know, if you like, if you're beating a child, like, you know, yeah, that's too much. You can sit there and, you know, you can get your point across by, you know, swatting them like 2-3 times. But when you sit there and sat, 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 you going ham, you doing too much. You know what I'm saying?
Ray Rice hit his girl with the left hook.
Okay.
Knocked her out. That's wrong. What if he hit his kid with a left hook?
If the kid was over 15, 14, and I'm being disrespectful, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying?
So it's an age.
Yes, yeah, it's an age thing. So Bernie Mac said at 3, you able to get chopped in the throat. That's what Bernie Mac said. Rest in peace, Bernie. So, you know.
I'm laughing to be silly about this shit, but I think that it's funny to watch people who were so staunch against domestic violence turn right around and say that, look, I'm going to whip my kids.
Yeah, it's like...
like, wait a minute, what? You were just mad last week that he knocked that grown-ass person out.
Hitting mama no, but hitting me yes.
Right. I'm like, wait, how did that happen? How did you flip? Look, I think it's completely possible, and your boy said this, your boy Chris, I can't even think of his last name right now, Vikings quarterback. Not quarterback, receiver. Come on, always on TV, always run his fucking mouth. Chris Stone. I get his name later on the episode.
Carter.
Yes. Got his ass replaced. Mr. Always on the wrong side of everything.
He got in trouble?
No. His statement was
that
he, during this week, he was able to point out that the way his mom raised him, some of the things that she did was wrong.
Yeah.
And getting whooped like that was wrong. And I actually agree with him this time. We all got our ass whooped. I only had about 5 ass whoopings my whole life.
It's all right, man.
That was enough for me.
I got handcuffed to a door one time, nigga.
Jesus Christ,
Joe. Listen. Statute of limitations is probably up on this ass whooping. So I'm going ahead and throw you on blast. So I had a cast on my left hand. I was notorious for dipping on my mom when she started whooping me and shit. Like, I just run. And I dip out of the house and I stay gone. You know, child, like, yo, she done cooled off. I'm going to go back home now. You know what I'm saying? So this time, she's like, you ain't running. I had a cast on my left hand. She handcuffed me to the fucking door, nigga. I'm talking about stripped me down to my fucking Barry Central's, nigga. And she was whooping me with a paddle. You know what I'm saying? An old school paddle like you might see in the principal's office. And so it was like she was wearing my ass out, no homo. And so I just stick my motherfucking, my cast back there. She caught that motherfucking cast. Bam, broke the paddle. She said, nah, I broke this woman paddle. I got to get her another paddle. She's like, I'm going to have to do something else. Look, she done went and got a belt, so I whooped me with that. Only thing saved me, the motherfucking phone rang, boy. When that motherfucking phone rang, she went and answered that phone, and that called her to de-escalate.
Damn.
Yes, boy, I'm talking about, that was the worst ass whooping. That was one of the top 5 ass whoopings I got in my lifetime. You know what I'm saying? I know one time, oof. Look, I got some ass whooping stories. Like, man, my mama used to ain't play the radio, nigga. Like, she used to whoop my ass. I was bad. Maybe I was just that bad as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to get my ass whooped. Like, I'm talking about, I know one time she goddamn Django'd me goddamn and, before a federal union, nigga. And she was like, you better not go over there showing off your whips. I'm talking about, man, my whole back.
That's abuse. That's abuse.
Nigga, hey, mama, she was wrong. Like Chris Carter said, mama was wrong.
But now, here's the flip side. As far as I know, Jerm, you haven't been convicted of any felonies.
No.
You got no jail record, as far as I know.
Nah.
All right, so it worked, right? It kept you out of trouble?
To a degree, yes.
Is it wrong?
Like, I don't know if it was a whoopings because it didn't make me scared to get in trouble. I still did what I wanted to do. It was just like, it scared me. Like, oh, no, I ain't doing that because mama, I was just like, fuck it. Like, my mom used to have a rule, come straight home after school. Some strange reason, I couldn't come home after school. I couldn't come straight home after school. I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I just like, I find something like, I make up the stupidest lies. Like, yo, the bus broke down. I had to walk like 2 miles home. And she looking like, nigga, ain't nobody, that shit ain't gonna fucking happen. Like, if a bus break down, another bus will come pick y'all up, bring y'all home. They just don't do this shit. But I stop, get off the bus, go to the basketball court, go to my house, play the game. I end up coming home, it's dark, you know, shit like that, because you had to be in for the lights was on. That was just the rules. And I used to hate that rule, because I'm like, yo, fucking 15 now, I got to fucking be home, and the damn street lights come on, you know, some shit like that. So I used to just buck, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like I said,
after that, I had to deal with it.
So. Yeah, exactly. I used to be like, yo, I'm going to make it work. If I'm going to get in trouble, it's going to be worth the ass whooping. I mean, I'm not going to fucking miss out, you know, be 5 minutes late and get ass whooping. No, I'm going to be 2-3 hours late. If I'm going to get my ass whooped, I'm going to get my ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I looked at it. And my son the same way. My son the same fucking way.
He learned from daddy, man. So yes. If you knew you was getting your ass whooped, did you have any procedures or any routines you used to do to prolong the ass whooping? Like to delay it. That's not me. Not to prolong it. To delay.
I mean, you know, like, hey, sometimes, you know, my granddaddy, he wouldn't whoop me if none of my friends was around. Like, he'd just be like, oh, we got some business to take care of later. You know, if I wait granddaddy out, he gonna forget about it. You know what I'm saying? Grandma, you know, she caught you when she caught you. Like you was doing something, grandma just swing something at you. Like, whatever's in her hand. I mean, grandma done hit me. One day she had like a basting brush. Like, she was cooking or something and she done hit me with a basting brush. I was like, grandma, what is that doing? Like, that's a basting brush. Like, that don't even hurt. Why'd you hit me with that?
Did you act like it hurt, though?
Huh?
Did you act like it hurt?
No. I told you one time, man, this is when my mama stopped whooping me. She hit me one time and I just grabbed the belt and I was like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? I was just like, what are you doing? Wow. That just made her upset. I'm too old. I said, look, man, I'm too old for this, man. You can ground me or whatever, but this whooping stuff, like, nah, man, I'm too old for this. I'm not going to let you whoop me no more. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, I was just like, no, you can ground me, you can take my TV away, but I grabbed the bell, I said, you're not going to whoop me no more. Like, I'm too old for that. Like, you do not, I'm in eighth grade. Stop trying to whoop me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to help.
And that's when she should have punched you with the left hook.
See, that's it. But she didn't do that. Like I said, I came to her like an adult, so she started treating me like one. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. She should have punched you in the jaw.
Because, you know, like I said, statute of limitations still open on this, but a friend of mine, you know, I'm changing names in the story to protect the innocent and the guilty. A friend of mine, you know, he told his kid, he was like, hey, man, you get in trouble one more time in school, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have to whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? Teacher called the house one more time, I have to whoop your ass. So lo and behold, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, within 3, 4, 5 days of that message, kid, you know, get a little, you know, call from the teacher, he been cutting up at school, and he been doing this and that and the third. So he get home that day. Daddy goddamn wear his ass out. I'm talking about getting him an old-fashioned 1986 ass whooping. I'm talking about lay across the bed, pants around your motherfucking ankles, getting this work, nigga. Like, ha, 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 ha. You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
So needless to say, my boy told me that he had kind of, his son bruises easily. His whole butt was like fucking, you know, like bruised the fuck up with. And so he was having problems sitting down and shit. So the whole next day, he was scared as fuck that somebody's going to call the people on him at the school because his son was sitting in the classroom in the chair. He couldn't sit down because his motherfucking ass bruised up from ass whooping. But luckily, nobody, no officials were called on him. And, you know, both learned a valuable lesson that day. One, keep your mouth closed at school. Two, don't never whoop your kids when you're upset because that's when you go overboard. You know what I'm saying? Because if you cool down before you give an ass whooping, two things happen. You're probably not going to give him an ass whooping. And if you do give him an ass whooping, you'll be a little more clear. I mean, like I said, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to give him an ass whooping because you didn't cool the fuck down. I think as parents, we beat our kids because we mad. And that's the only way that we... I'll be honest. I think we beat our kids because we mad. And that was the way our parents treated us. So we think it's a passing of the motherfucking the baton or whatever you want to call it. But I think it's wrong. So, you're right, so all right. I've changed. I am against whooping kids. Some kids need their ass whooped, though. So that's why I'm on the motherfucking... Like, I done seen some kids like, ooh, shit. I wish I could just whoop his ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. So I'm still on the fence. I still lay the goon hand down, though, I think.
I think that we'd have to get some kind of empirical evidence that whooping a kid actually deters them from being bad. I think
there's a lot of kids in prison. I mean, a lot of men in prison.
Exactly, they still got their ass whooped. So but
they were abused. I think they were all abused. Like, their dad used to come home.
But it's abuse.
Yeah.
It's abuse. Now, whether you take it that way or not, it's still abuse. But I don't know. There's no studies done that can prove that because we just kind of make that correlation that this person got their ass whooped and not in jail, so it turned out fine. But it's plenty, and it's plenty of motherfuckers that's in jail that didn't get whooped.
Yeah.
That made one offense and got locked up. So it goes both ways, man. It goes both ways. There's plenty of motherfuckers out here running around that never got whooped that are still fine, too. So I don't know. If I was having the kids, I don't know. I don't think that I would be whooping asses just because fuck that.
Yeah.
These kids are different, man.
All right, so you come home one day, Lil Saray, Saray Jr. that fucked up some shit in the house. I'm talking, let's say this is like a 9-year-old, eight-year-old Saray. Motherfucking then fucks, I mean, painted on the wall or some shit like that, or, you know, I don't know, cutting up at school. You heard he was, you know, he was cursing the school. He told the teacher, shut the fuck up, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what he heard on, you know, on his daddy rap album. You know what I'm saying? And so he said that at school. You whooping his ass or not?
I don't think I am. I think these new motherfucking kids, like you said, there's enough shit you could take away from them.
Yeah.
That they, you don't need to whoop their ass. Shit, especially with social media. Nigga, mm-hmm. If you have a Facebook page and a Twitter early and you fuck up, guess where I'm putting your punishment?
Hmm.
That shit's going on your Facebook and your Twitter.
Okay, so all right. Now you're embarrassing your kid in front of millions.
Then don't fuck up.
But don't you think that's doing more damage? Like, you know, I would rather you whoop my ass than put me on blast on the internet. I mean, especially if I'm a little kid and I think I'm the shit and I got a picture with me and my KDs up there. Next thing I know, you know, my daddy done put a picture of me. He done cut my hairline all the way back. And you know what I'm saying?
Right, so then the choice is on you.
Yeah.
Do you want your shit to be shamed across the world, or you just go fucking act right?
Or get your ass whooping. Nobody care but me and you.
Ass whooping ain't an option. You either, I'm putting this fucked up haircut on Facebook.
All right, sorry, I will make a fucking t-shirt with your name on it, bitch, and sell that motherfucker.
I will make a shirt that say, Sorry, Junior ain't shit. And I would sell that motherfucker.
Punk ass shirt.
Yeah. And make you wear that motherfucker to work. Wear it to school and to work.
Every day.
Every day, motherfucker. You be wearing that shirt every day.
There's more abuse I suffered as a child. All right, so one day, you know, I ain't no, like, it was like my barber had left his clippers at my house one day, right? And I was just like, yo, and I was just trying to fix my part. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, oh, my part had grew in a little bit. So I, you know, I was just trying to touch my part up a little bit, right? So, you know, I touched my part up a little bit. Then I was just like, oh, shit, I might as well touch up the side. I had a fade and everything. So I said, I might as well do the sides. Man, I started at the top first. I don't know why. I had to guard all the way down. So I went straight down. And when I did that, man, I just fucked up. The line was curved as fuck. And I was like, oh, this shit skint me bald. And so I tried to cut a little bit in the back. I mean, just skint me bald. So I was like, God damn, what the fuck I done? Like, I was like, why did I go further? So I done fucked my shit all up, right? So I had a hat on that whole day. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went outside playing and shit. Had a hat on looking like a fucking cancer patient. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, you know, looking like your boy R.I.P., you know, Chris Kelly and shit. Nigga from Chris Cross back that and shit. Up, got patches in my head looking like a fucking quilt. Anyway. So, you know, the next day, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to go to school, I'm in there brushing my teeth, you know, I forgot I ain't had a hat on, my mama walked in the bathroom, she was like, what in the world have you done to your head? I was like, oh, yeah, and she was like, oh, and you going to school like that? I was like, for real? She was like, yes, and she took off my hats, so man, so I had to go to school that day, man, do you understand, it's all right, that was like the worst day of my life, I'm sitting in school trying to cover up my fucking head, and I'm just like, the teacher was like, she was sending a note home to mom. Oh, yeah, he was sad today or something. He just had his head down all day long. My mom was like, wasn't nothing wrong with him. He had messed his hair cut. That's when I had to get my first bald head. Because, I mean, I fucked my hair up. I had to get a bald head, nigga. Like, that shit was crazy. But, yeah.
It was that bad.
Yeah, it was that bad. That was abuse.
That ain't abuse. You did the shit.
But you made me go to school like that.
So what was the alternative? Were you going to wear a hat in class all day?
No, don't let your boy go to school like that. You know what I'm saying?
So you're going to miss a week of school because of a bad haircut?
No, just a day. And then I get my hair cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you do that?
You get to miss school and get another cut because you fucked up your haircut.
I mean, I had to get a bald head anyway. Like, you shit. Like, I had fucked that shit up.
God, no, you got to take your ass to class. That I think mama was right on that one. That's the proper response.
Oh, but I got her ass back, though. Look, this is how I got her back. One day I was at home. I had fake like I was sick. And you know what I'm saying? So I got to stay home. And so I'm in there playing in the kitchen, messing around with her mixer. And it's like a little wire wisp mixer attachment. And I'm sitting there sticking my finger in it, like, you know what I'm saying? And then one time, boom, it hit my hand. And I was like, ooh, shoot. And, but did I stop? No, I kept going. So I kept sticking my finger in it. And when I did it one more time, that motherfucking wire wisp went in my hand, wrapped around my finger. And that shit was like, I was like, oh, shit. And boy, I was sitting there, I was like, oh, and the first thing I thought of, how the hell I'm explaining this to mama. You know what I'm saying? So, what do? I call 911. They sent an ambulance to the house. My mama whooped my ass when we got home from the hospital, nigga. Listen, I had just left the hospital, had like a couple stitches in my finger. She was like, oh, how'd you get to the hospital? I said, I called the ambulance. She said, you called the ambulance? She said, that's going to be a $900 bill, nigga. And next thing you know, she's super, pop, pop, pop. Hey, I'm telling you, my mama just whooped my ass, man. So maybe I was abused as a child, man. Okay, so I'm starting to think that.
Number one, Jeremy, you was a bad fucking kid. That's the first lesson. Number two, why did your mom already know how much the ambulance cost?
Hey, man, listen, you know how black parents be, man. Her thing was, why didn't you call me? I would have came. I was in my head like, you the last person in the world I was going to call. I done went to Miss Margie's house across the street, asked the lady next door, when nobody home. I'm sitting here running blood gushing from my finger because this shit is stuck in my hand. You know, hey, I was like, you the last person in the world I was going to call right now. You crazy?
And
you
explain to the people why she's the last person.
Because she would have whooped my ass.
Right. You still would have got your ass whooped, and you would have been calling her from work.
Yes.
Would have been more of an ass whooping.
I'm telling you, man, listen, my mama didn't play, dog. Like, she had a belt. My granddaddy had a belt just for ass whooping. He ain't wear this belt or nothing. This belt was just for ass whooping, and he kept it hung in the closet, nigga. Like, he didn't play. When this belt got broke out, like, he didn't even have a buckle on the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It was like one of them straps that the barber had, you know what I'm saying, when he's dropping the blade like this, and this shit was fucking soft as fuck. He didn't put that saddle soap on that motherfucker. Listen,
yeah.
Granddad had that motherfucker smooth as fuck. It was bow when it hit your. I'm telling you, man. I was abused as a child, man.
So then this brings me the abuse and discipline brings me to the other question I've always wanted to ask: the scare straight shit. Is that on par with this shit? First of all, does that shit work?
Because you know what? You telling the kids that can't nobody touch you. I think you got to throw them in a situation where they got to feel threatened. Like, once you tell me, like, oh, they can't do nothing, you know, you just in my face yelling at me, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Fuck out my face. Fuck out of here. You get it. You can't do nothing. But you got to throw me in a situation where, you know, like, oh, these dudes can do anything they want to you. You know what I'm saying? Like have them almost... like, almost getting ass raped. Like, they got to get to that point where they almost get raped.
Right? They try to pull down the pants. But
yeah,
like, all
right,
all
right. Nah, all right, man. You got your ass.
But the problem is you're not going to get all these motherfucking convicts to turn that shit off.
You got to get the convicts that can turn. Like, the ones they got, like, the ones that be like, oh, if you're my business, you know, they be like, oh, don't be like me. I've been in here 30 years.
This shit is funny as fuck to me. Like, this nigga, he's in jail for, like, quadruple life. He done murdered an entire village of motherfuckers. He got 79 tattoos, eardrop tattoos on his face. He ain't got no teeth left. He got fucking bullet wounds in his face, nigga. And he like, don't be like me.
You gotta have zip on the stomach.
You see what happened to me? I used to be tough. I used to talk all that shit till I got in here. Now I'm in here forever. And then the next thing you know, they in the nigga's face. Don't be like that, man. You gotta love your moms. You gotta take care of you. I'm like, how did that happen?
Listen to your parents. Like, listen, like, look. I got plugged 4 times in the stomach right here. People almost killed me.
How did you turn around and get sensitive by the end of the episode?
Oh, you sit down with your ass in jail for 10 years, all right? You would get some act right too, man.
But you can't be tough the first 4 minutes and be sensitive the next 4.
That's why I said you got to get those kind to get almost to, like, anal rapage and then be like, see, this would have happened if you in here. See, if I were the kind of guy I was, I would have been 10 inches in your ass right now. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That'll straighten them out. And more than that, you know, that them people all in their face knowing they ain't going to do nothing because they be acting still tough guys.
I have to be completely honest, Jer. Yes. I really feel like for any male that you're sending into the Scare Straight program, it needs to be 4 seconds long. Have them come in there, have them threaten butt rape, and they will straighten the fuck out. That's it. We ain't got to do all this other shit.
It just can't be threats, sorry. It has to be almost simulated, like, to the point where they are scared. So they sitting there, they clenching their ass cheeks tight, and they're like, yo, I ain't think this is going to happen. And then that's when they be sitting there, like, you know, they be like, see what would happen? You gave up already. You gave in. You wasn't even ready to fight. This ain't your, you ain't about that life. You know what I'm saying? You'd have been wearing makeup around here in the next, you know, tomorrow. If this was, you know, little shit like that, man. So
that's,
you know,
all it would take for these motherfuckers. But they do all this extra shit. Peeling potatoes and looking at the jail cells and somebody stole your shoes. They had one episode I did see where the dude, they had a dude come out like a fishnet jail uniform. It was the gayest shit ever. And when they asked him, he said, when you came in here, was you gay? He was like, no. He said, what about now? I am gay, baby. This happens when you come to jail. I was like, what the fuck? What is this? That's what they need. That needs to be the fucking story that they show these straight men. Because that's what dudes are afraid of about going to jail, is anal rape. That's it. You send these straight ass kids to jail, and yo, 5 minutes, you're going to be doing what that nigga
think about this, all right, man. I couldn't imagine, man. Like, god damn, man. That'd be fucked up.
That's all, like, I have them walk past a prison and it's some fucking going on or some shit.
Well.
To let them hear it. They can just hear it. Have that shit piped over the loudspeakers.
Hey, be easy, the realest nigga alive, son. So I'm going to share this story, man. Uh-oh, man shit. Told me one night he stayed in a cheap hotel. Cause, you know, some nights he work in Atlanta, but he live outside of Atlanta. So he said some nights he'd be tired when he get off and he don't want to drive home. So he'd stay in a cheap hotel, pay like $25, $30, you know, a night, you know, because this hotel rent by the hour and shit like that. So he said one night he gets a proposition by a dude, you know, and he's like, nah, man, I don't get down like that. You know, but dude looking like, bitch, what the fuck you doing here then? You know, what kind of area you in? But anyway, so he said that night, buddy in there getting fucking some dude. And he said he had some dude fucking for like 2-3 hours.
Oh my god!
He said they were fucking. So he said they were so loud he had to call the front desk and tell them it was being cut. He said, man, it was like the gayest shit I ever heard in my whole life.
How did? See, we got to get B-Eazy on this episode because how the fuck did you stay in the room?
I mean, what you gonna do? You gotta sleep.
That's a fuck sleep. I got to sleep somewhere else. I'm not sleeping next to this grown ass man screaming next door. Bruh, it's not finna happen. Two grizzly ashy motherfuckers next door making noise? Nah, bruh. I definitely gotta go to another hotel. It's Atlanta, there's plenty. There's plenty. There's no way. God damn. Yeah, man, I think we done got all we can get out this episode, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I think we done got all of it, man. you got the your winners and losers this week. I already gave mine.
Hey, man, my winners this week, man. I'm gonna have to say me and the rest of the parents of the TBPs. Early this week, we had a kid who got into a shoving match with another kid, and so you know, after they got into a little shoving match, I made them both run. You know what I'm saying? Made them run a lap, and then as you know, they get into another shoving match. So this time, I made them run heels. And so when I was making them run heels, the dad of one of the kids come over there to me and was like, yo, coach, I think it's unfair that you're making my kid run. And so I kind of looked at him like, you know, I ain't say nothing. I just gave him a little look like, what are you doing over here? But, you know, I let it go. And then, you know, he was like, the kid, you know, I said, I'm making both of them run. He was like, well, I told my kid if somebody pushed him, he should push him back or whatever. I said, oh, so you're the reason why he over here running now. You know what I'm saying? So then, he was just like, well, so he told his son basically stop running and going back to practice. And I was just like, god damn, like, you know, I ain't nobody. So then, you know, I let that one slide. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, I mean, now your kid has been relegated to, you know, whatever the minimum amount of plays is, that's all he's going to get. Period. Period. Yeah, that's because I was mad because you don't do no shit.
Is he a starter?
Man, come on, man. This dude's a bitch warmer, man. Gotcha. Like, he's a non-factor. You know what I'm saying? So, then, like, two days later at practice, him and another kid get into it. He hauls off and punches the kid in the hip. You know, so grabs his face mask, punch him. And then I was just like, look, man, I said, there ain't no place for this out here. While I was yelling, I said, ain't no place for that out here in this field. Give me a lap. So the dad come over there again. Hey, coach, I think I need to talk to you. I mean, I know my kid, and he wouldn't do nothing like that unless he was provoked. I said, well, listen, whether he was provoked or not, I said, you can't be hauling off and punching nobody on the football field. I said, because if that happened in the game, I said, they're kicking him out of the game, and he's suspended for next week. I said, that might cost us the game. I said, so he doesn't need to be doing that. And, you know, and then he was just like, well, I mean, it seems like y'all never see when the other kid's doing nothing. And I was just like, what? Like, your kid hauled off and punched somebody. Like, you should be coming over here. Okay. Anyway, So they could use that as a teachable moment for the kid, but they chose to defend their kid. And I see this kid getting defended by his parents later on in life when he commits a double murder or some shit like that. And it was like, well, he only, you know, anyway, they didn't, instead of them coming and saying, you know what, coach, sorry about that. You know, please don't, you know, say discipline my child. You know, I apologize for what he did. No, you want to come in there and make excuses. So why am I a winner? Y'all say, damn, King Jerry, you sound like the loser this week. I'm the winner because they took this motherfucker off my team and put him somewhere else because the parents were upset that they questioned my coach and said I don't hype the kids up. And I was like, so we don't hype the kids up when we cheer the kids on and say, hey, cheer up your teammate. Basically, your son, because every time we run sprints, he's always last. Always. So we always say cheer, you know, say, hey, help your teammate out. It's your son. So don't question my coaching. You know what I'm saying? Then they had to, you know, he showed favoritism to other kids. How much of a favoritism when both the kids running? That don't make sense. Right. I can see if I was just making your kid run. Only time I made your kid run is when your kid slugged somebody. But anyway, I'm the winner because he's off my team, and he's on the team that we play Tuesday, and there's not a bounty out on this kid because he's not even worth a bounty. He's not even worth it.
He's probably he's not going to play.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they would have to search him out to, you know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous.
So what position do we play?
He plays on the line. He really an ass back.
Go ahead, man. My bad.
Yeah, so he's really an ass back. So, you know, I mean, only reason why he's garbage. He's terrible. He's horrible. He stinks. So he's like, he's not a factor, and he's off my team, and I'm happy. Because that's one less scrub on my team. Like, he was the scrubbiest of scrubs on my team, and he's gone now. So
the overall team rating just went up.
Listen, we got better by subtraction. What do they call it? Addition by subtraction or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it was.
God damn. That's the winner, man. Good job, man. Good job. You know, sticking by your guns, not letting the parents sway you, man. And the parents apparently believe in you because they got to the fuck up out of there.
Exactly. Because, it was a supervisor. The part supervisor, you know, he was just like, hey, what do you want me to do? You know, they were just like, well, you know, he's like, I'll put your kid on another team. And then they were like, well, okay, we're still not happy. He's like, well, what else you want? Well, are you going to discipline him? He said, if I did discipline him, that would be between me and him, not y'all. You know what I'm saying? So he was just like, and then they was like, well, we don't feel like, well, what do you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Your kid. And see, now he's seeing how difficult they are. So it just wasn't me. It was them. Because, I mean, if I got 32 kids on my team, and out of 32 kids, I'm only having problems out of one of them.
Yeah.
And that one kid is yours. And repeatedly, he's always getting to a shoving match. He's always doing this. And so it's your kid, not my coaching method. I got 30 other kids that's learning and loving it to come up to me at practice. Who parents come up to me at practice and be like, yo, coach, you're doing a great job. I'm noticing how my kid, he does better even in school. Like at home, he's nicer to his brother. He's more attentive at home. He's respectful. I appreciate what you're out here doing. He's loving playing football. So when I'm hearing that from more parents than hearing just you complaining, the problem is not me, lady. The problem is you. So for that, you're my loser, parents.
Damn.
Parents of the scrub kid, you're my loser of the week. You're a loser. You're raising a kid and you're not giving him any accountability, and it's going to follow him in life. And as a young black male, we don't need that. Yes, he's black, people. That sounded like some white shit I was saying the whole time. Nope, he was black.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I went on a 10-minute tirade for my winners and losers.
That's all right, man. Hey, this shit works. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This whole episode has been a tirade. Sometimes people just got to get what they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know he listens to the Frocast.
Yes, I know he's 1 million listen. So, I hope his daddy listened. Because one day his mom at practice, like, she made it seem like, she was like, oh, and I know somebody don't want to do something. Come on, my husband is 6'5", 300 and some pounds. I was like, so what? Is he 357 pounds if you catch my drift? All right. Easy. Is he 45 pounds? All right, if you catch my drift.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? Is he, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it don't matter. Like, you know, I live in the state of Florida. If I feel threatened, I can raise my gun. I can crack the llama on your husband if I have to. So don't reread his stats off like he going to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, stop.
You know what? And about women who do shit like that. Dudes, get as far away from them as you possibly fucking can.
Yes.
They going to keep you in some shit.
Yes, fight for no reason. Like, right. Especially if they, and then she ugly.
Oh, come on, man. Now, wait a minute. How did we end up turning this? Look, man, just keep it where we was going. That man going to have to come home, and then he got to deal with Jern because she done ran her mouth and got this nigga into a fight that he ain't no shit about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, fellas, that's your lesson for the week. If you got a woman who bragging on your size and constantly trying to get your ass into a fight, she gonna keep you in some shit. Yep. Run. Screaming. You wanna give our shout out so we can get the fuck up out of here?
Shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Be Easy. Shout out to GQ Blue. First place of the Fro League.
Damn, first place. Yeah,
GQ Blue, man. First place, man. So, you know. Who else I want to shout out? Man, the nation. Shout out to everybody fuck with us, man. You know who you is, man. I ain't giving nobody no none of that. Hey, Q. Got to get that in there for GQ Blue.
I know. We ain't said that in a minute. Hey, Q. We going to have GQ in eventually. You know what I'm saying? He running with
GQ Blue is dissing himself from us all right now.
It's happening, man. I'm trying to get him back on, but shit.
It's not happening, man. Constituents are not liking it. They're not feeling that shit, man. So we lost Blue, man. We got to find us another, you know, black power nigga on the rise. You know what I'm saying? We can build another nigga up and, you know, put him out there. And, you know, so, hey.
You know, Dub looking at us like, what the fuck? Y'all ain't had me on.
I mean, Doug, man, come on, you feel me, Doug? I mean, Doug, you feel me? My nigga, you feel me? My nigga, you feel me? My nigga, like.
You ignorant, dude. Hey, man, shout out to everybody who listens to the show. It's props to Be Easy, entire staff, GQ Blue, Doug, H2O, Architect. We appreciate all y'all, man. Calvin, you know what I'm saying, keeping us running. And we will holler at y'all on the next episode of the Frocast, episode 130, next time we do this shit. I'm your man, Saul Wright, King Germ, NappyAfro.com. We holla at y'all next time.
Nappy Afro. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.